Well, it's definitely changed over the years. This year, I've never paid so much for cattle or lambs. I haven't seen prices like this.
What does it mean? We've got some of your customers are in here now. They're buying their steaks and their this and their that. Has it made any difference from your customers' point of view, do you think?
No, not really. I suppose it's not the only thing that's gone up.
So you're not getting people sort of raising their eyebrows at prices and saying, well, I won't have that cut of meat, I'll have this cut of meat instead, which is a wee bit cheaper?
Well, that could be the fact. Snags and mince and stuff like that, it's going to go a lot further than four bits of steak is, so yeah.
You say you've not seen it like this in the past. I mean, where do you see it going in terms of the market over the next little while? Is this going to be over by Easter and we're back to something like what we might conceive as normal prices, or do you think it will just keep on going up?
I think if it doesn't go up, it'll hold its own. I don't think anything will change this year.
Really?
For sure, no. They'll have to go through another lamb season, and unless it's a good lambing, you won't see any different.
And I guess we should make a distinction here, because there's just beef has gone up, you know, $50 a head. I think you were saying,
yep,
at just one sale. Peter Costas tells me it's gone up about 10 or 20 cents a kilo over the last 3 or 4 weeks, which would come to those sorts of figures. But lamb, every day, it's another lamb market, isn't it?
Yeah, every day they're breaking a record somewhere. But I can't see. One of my staff members said, you reckon they'll go up again? And I said, I wouldn't like to say, because you never know when it's going to end.
Well, further up the road is Pete Donovan, who's got his butcher shop here in Sale as well. Pete, how are you seeing the state of the beef and the lamb game at the moment from the high street point of view?
Expensive. I've been in this caper nearly 40 years now, and I've never seen prices like this before, especially with the lamb. It's good to see that the farmer, given a couple of years like this, they'll get back on track. The wool prices are good, so as long as it doesn't get any dearer than what it is at the moment, we're finding the buyer resistance hasn't started as yet. But our numbers over the last, compared to 12, 18 months ago, we're down nearly, say, half on the numbers of lambs that we're putting through our shop.
You say it's as dear as you've seen it, but I'm still surprised, and Robbie down the road said the same thing, not necessarily seeing the buyer resistance as of yet. What do you put that down to?
Well, people still got to eat. I think a lot of it's... The papers have been very good to us as far as paper and the media, TV and that sort of thing, comparing supermarkets to butcher shops. We're finding we're getting a lot of clientele, new clientele, that have been supermarket buyers that have they're coming back to a butcher shop to shop for their meat.
Now, I noticed that yourself being one of them, but there's a couple of butcher shops I'm noticing around trying some different lines, in particular goat. Is that just a coincidence that it goes along with the high prices for lamb in particular, or is it a move that you've sort of designed, so to speak?
I was approached by a local producer. Heather Osborne is her name, down at Gifford. Heather wanted an outlet in the Sale area. I'd had some inquiries of goat, so we decided to give it a go. It'll never take over from lamb, but it's going along quite good. It's brought in a new clientele. We have, which I've never dealt with really before, but like the Muslim population, they love it, and so do the Aussie guys.
It's the most eaten meat in the world, apparently.
I don't think it'll ever be that way here.
Well, you never know. The lamb prices keep going the way they go. You say that it's as high as you've seen them. People in the industry tell me that, you know, there's another good few months of high beef prices in particular, and then we'll have to wait and see what the lamb job does with the season. Do you think that you will start to see buyer resistance and people downsizing to cheaper cuts if we do continue to see another 6 or 8 months of high beef prices in particular?
No, I don't think so. We've got all cuts here at all pricing, and people they'll buy what they can afford. But as far as your pricing goes, like, you know, what we've had in the last 4 or 5 months on the east coast of Australia. This is just something we've never seen before. We're starting to see now Queensland. We use a lot of box meat here for contracts.
Now, box meat is what, Italian?
Box meat is primal cuts that are coming in Cryovac packaging, which we use for a lot of our contracts. We're finding at the moment where this week there was a little bit of reprieve in pricing. I guess even though there's a lot of these boning rooms that are not operating at the moment, there's still an influx of box meat in coolers, and they need to get rid of them. We've had a little bit of reprieve in pricing this week. Not a great deal that we can throw it back to our contracts at the moment, but maybe in a month or so we might see something.
Nice to see you got the ABC on in the background too, by the way.
I did that specifically for you.
You did? Oh, that's no. Very good. Good on you. Thank you.
Pleasure.